You've got personal and business needs. We have professionals who can get the job done right. Let's talk. You're listening to BusinessRadioInterview.com. Here is your show host, Brian French.
Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to the BusinessRadioInterviews.com podcast. Today, our special guest is Leonard Baldassano, and Leonard is the CEO of HouseLogicNewYorkNY.com. Welcome, Leonard, to the BusinessRadioInterviews.com podcast.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to be here.
Great. Leonard, I know you have plenty of experience in dealing with real estate, and I know you've created this company, House Logic, that deals with a very kind of interesting compilation of services that are unique that can be used by people who are going through probate. What inspired you to create HouseLogicNewYork.com?
Well, Brian, I agree. It's a unique approach to handling estate. And it started, I guess, many years ago. I had experience in handling my parents' estate. Their property was located in another state several hours away. And it took a toll on the family preparing it for sale. We depended on some well-meaning neighbors. Their advice was well-meaning, but in retrospect, it was not the best. And that being said, later on, several years later, working as an appraiser, I had the opportunity to work with several probate attorneys and executors and administrators, and they needed other similar services, and they encountered some of the similar problems. So I realized that there was a need for a full service company like ours.
So that's great. And full service includes the ability to market and sell. You have a realtor's license?
Yes, we have a real estate broker's license. We're licensed in the state of New York as real estate brokers as well as certified real estate appraisers.
That's awesome. So you're a broker, you're an appraiser, so you have experience in those areas, and then also you do some kind of very important services like clean-out services. Is that correct?
That's correct. We not only do clean-out services, we do estate clean-out services, particularly in order to prepare an estate for sale and to maximize its value. We have a list of other services we provide as well. We have several professionals working with our organization. They have particular expertise in some of these specific fields.
That's great. Leonard, if someone is settling a New York City estate, why should they consider using House Logic New York?
Well, Brian, I think it's our unique approach looking at the estate property. We start out by using a certified appraiser to value the house, not a real estate broker. And the reason for this is, as a starting point, an inheritor would need to know what the estate is worth, not only for tax purposes and court purposes, but it's a good handle to provide a valuation as is in an as-is condition of the estate. From there, we could add different services to determine if it's worth maximizing the value of the estate, including clean-outs or staging or even repairs or renovations. And we could determine through an analytical means a way to see if it's worth the cost to improve some of these amenities, for example, kitchens or baths. In addition, what we do is after we analyze that, we use analytical tools that are unique to the appraisal business that could determine some of the questions, whether it's worth improving property. We take a different approach to selling the property. We employ different brokers in the neighborhood that have expertise in this market area. And several brokers represent several different types of buyers. So we feel that if we can get a minimum of two or three brokers to market the estate within the that particular neighborhood, because New York is unique, we would have a better chance of getting in a number of bids and returning the most value to the inheritors of the property.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, that's really important work for somebody to kind of give an estimate of, you know, what is the best strategy and what is the way to maximize the value of a property and sale price. And I think that's totally unique what you're doing versus the conventional realtor, which simply wants to list a property usually as is.
That's correct. And we also consider it a logical approach. We want to start from the point of what it's worth at the time we appraise it, and then down the road we could determine what it will be worth if we improve the property. So it is a pretty much a logical approach. That's where we got the name House Logic.
We talk to people via our website, estatesettlement.com, and that is one of the things that we often suggest to people is to get that professional appraisal. You know, it could be hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in real estate, and to go by an ad hoc realtor type of quickie appraisal may not really stand up as being valid for the court. Or, you know, again, it's such a large dollar amount. You want to make sure that if you're the executor or the trustee of the estate, to make sure that those valuations are accurate and that would stand any type of scrutiny, because occasionally beneficiaries of estates have issues, right?
Well, that's true, and it's not only true from that standpoint, from a legal standpoint, but from a pre-listing appraisal, we can determine what a bank is going to loan on that property, so a real estate broker will not go down the road to waste the estate's time by selecting a buyer who may not be approved by the bank, who may not have the necessary down payment to purchase the property, and not waste the estate's time in overvaluing the property and selling it at a price which isn't correct. Because there are occasions when inheritors believe that the property is worth more than what it really is. So we could determine a base starting point. Of course, we could ask for more, but we give you a realistic idea of what that property is going to be valued at by the not only the courts, but also by the banks, which give mortgages to potential buyers.
You know, there are times where people do a distribution in kind in the estate where maybe a family member gets either the piece of property or a share of the property. They share it with others. And so that's why that having that professional certified appraisal is so, so important. And, you know, anybody who's going through probate, it's a fiduciary duty to get these, you know, significant asset values correct.
Yes, that's true. And we use certified appraisers whose appraisals will stand up in court and comply with USPAP laws.
Leonard, if you may, maybe if you could tell us, you know, you have a very impressive background. Maybe if you could tell us a little bit about your background and experience and what kind of brought you to House Logic.
Sure. It's been a bit of a journey. I've been involved in real estate probably the last 25 years. I decided to become an appraiser because I saw an opportunity in property and purchasing property, and I really needed to know what properties were valued at. So my idea of becoming an appraiser was I could determine what an asking price for property is, what the real value of the property is, and I wouldn't hesitate, and I've acquired several properties that way. In doing this, I've also learned how to determine cash flows on properties, whether properties are worth keeping, whether they're worth selling, whether they're worth renting. From there, I became a real estate broker. I got my real estate broker's license, and I've been involved in selling several properties as well. And combining all these experiences, I've decided to incorporate it into the House Logic model.
That's great. And have you lived in New York your entire life?
Yeah, I'm a native New Yorker.
Oh, that's great.
I've lived in actually every borough. I've lived in Queens. I've lived in Richmond. I've lived in the Bronx. I went to school in the Bronx, Fordham University. I lived in Manhattan. I presently live in Kings County, which is Brooklyn.
Well, that's great. So you went to Fordham, and then you also did some MBA work at St. John's?
Yes, I did MBA work at St. John's.
Well, that's great. You know, I think it's so important for people to understand that, you know, you have obviously many, many years of experience and then, you know, kind of business experience. We're doing MBA work. And so when people are making an important decision about, you know, what properties to sell and to how to sell it and, you know, who to market. And I'll tell you one thing, people going through estate and probate have a lot of stress on them, and the opportunity to deal with one contact person and to go through, you know, a more detailed process is really something that the industry has needed for a long time. And I really think you're onto something with House Logic there in New York. And I think there's, you know, a great opportunity, and because I believe it's a very, very valuable service.
Yeah, we did too, and we really hope to relieve the stress some of the people who inherit property and dealing with it by letting us focus on some of the details and advising them. And, of course, they can take our advice and do what they want with it, but, our goal is pretty much to help the estate move forward.
We're speaking with Leonard Baldassano, and Leonard is the CEO of House Logic New York. That's houselogicny.com. And you can reach Leonard directly at telephone number 718-783-8789. You're welcome to visit his website, www.houselogicny.com. You're also welcome to send him a email at info@houselogicny.com. Leonard, if you may, if you could kind of maybe go through a little bit of the process of using House Logic New York services. They call and they speak to you or one of your representatives, and what is the process from that point forward?
I would visit the potential client, and we would sit down and look at the road ahead and determine what they would need. We'd also work with the attorneys, the probate attorneys, to get them evaluation of the property for court purposes. I think from that point, it's going to vary. Some people have houses that need it to be spruced up for sale. Some inheritors don't want to sell the house. They want to rent it, and they want to rent it and get the most return on their money. So we would listen to the client's needs and then try to work out a methodology of how they could attain their goals through either selling or renting. And if the client is actually attorneys, because we do appeal to probate attorneys and administrators whose responsibility is to take care of the house, we also provide maintenance services during the winter months to maintain the house in the best condition. We suggest insurance brokers that can make sure the house is properly insured during some of these times. We've experienced houses that were not maintained, where the pipes should break, the insurance was lapsed, the estate didn't have the money to bring the house into its proper condition, and of course the house sold for undervalue. So we try to avoid a lot of the bumps in the road and hopefully advise our clients through our experiences.
Wow, that's great. You know, it's so important for people to have a thorough knowledge of the process, because try to sell real estate a la carte, and obviously you're juggling a lot of different contacts. And then there are issues that, as you mentioned, like insurance. You know, a lot of times a vacant house insurance can no longer be valid in some cases. And, you know, you obviously understand all the different issues that can come to bear upon the estate administrator or the executor. And so that's really important to for people to kind of have that peace of mind.
In a time where there's stress and some people are offer some simple points that they may overlook.
Leonard, is there a profile of a client that you believe is kind of best suited for using House Logic New York services?
Well, sure. I think anyone who wants to maximize the value of their inherited property. We've represented out-of-state clients, out-of-country clients, clients in overseas through probate attorneys who can't get to the property or spend time on the property doing the functions that may be needed to prepare the property for sale or for rental. So those are some of the clients we may encounter. Also, other clients who just simply don't have the time. We've had clients who are actually attorneys, and their time is more valuable working in their own field as an attorney rather than trying to prepare a house, clean it out, market it. So professionals are using us as well. And the other clients we have are court administrators and probate attorneys who may want to steer their own clients in the right direction, or who have the responsibility of handling the property, and they simply don't have the contacts, the means, or the time, and our services allow them to focus on the legal issues at hand, which they are hired to do. So those are some of the clients we deal with.
Yeah, I could see definitely anybody who's dealing with out-of-state. You know, you can just imagine, you know, flying in to New York, maybe getting a place that just that type of ordeal. I had property in Maine I had to manage and sell, and it just, it would have been fantastic if I would have had a point person to do some of the things that you do, because it's, you know, it's a Chinese fire drill for the estate administrator or the trustee.
State administrators or trustees really don't know what they're in for until they're involved in it. And sometimes it's a long process through probate court. It could go on for a year or years as well.
Leonard, how are your probate properties, how do you prepare them for sale?
Well, we would look at a property and form a objective, unbiased analysis of what the home would be worth before and after an improvement project. We can work with a professional appraiser to conduct a feasibility study. Usually the appraiser has the analytics that would determine whether it's worth improving a property for sale. You know, during this feasibility study, the appraiser will analyze the homeowner's property and weigh the cost of, you know, rehabilitation and provide an estimate of the property's value before and after the improvement. We could also make, and we have professionals that can make low-cost improvements to the house that would improve its value.
Now, one of the services that you offered, Leonard, which I think is, you know, very useful and I think a great service for people to consider, is actually staging the home. And I assume by doing so, people are able to get, you know, a better appearance, and the end result is a better price for the house. Tell me a little bit about that business.
Property preparation is key in selling a house. You know, inherited properties are often left in a poor state of repair, and they may be filled with furniture and personal belongings, which may not help in marketing the house. So we would suggest some minor fix-up and staging tips to make the home more attractive to buyers. Staging the home, you know, helps not only when the prospective buyers come to the door, but also when the online photos are viewed on the internet. And it can make a difference whether buyers even come over to view the property or move on to better-looking choices. So we find staging is key as long as it's cost-effective.
Yeah, in today's world, people, you know, the internet is such a popular way to look at a house and to, you know, having good images and pictures and photographs of, you know, putting the best foot forward for the property is key. So obviously you guys are well attuned to that whole strategy. That's great. If you may, if you could kind of, you know, tell me about how do you, obviously people sign a listing agreement. How do you sell property? You work with other realtors, I assume.
Yeah, we have a unique approach as a full-service company. We, after we prepare a home for sale, we select several brokers to market the property and obtain the highest selling price. And we feel that, you know, New York is a complex area, and there are brokers who represent certain clients, buyers, that may or may not be appropriate for your property or for the inheritor's property. So we try to interview the brokers and select the brokers who know that market area, who have the best possible marketing techniques for listing the property. We can coordinate with them openings, and we let these brokers compete. And if these brokers can compete and return the best possible price for the property and the best possible suitors to buy the property, then the inheritors win. They could select which buyer they choose to sell to. Again, with the basis that what this house is worth, and if the buyer has the correct down payment, and if the bank is most likely to loan the buyer the money, and you know, in a way that the mortgage process will seamlessly okay.
So I understand, Leonard, that you're a certified appraiser, you're a licensed real estate broker. You've also owned property, so I mean, you've been on. You know what it's like to kind of go through mm-hmm. the process. Been involved in, you know, personal the staging of the property, the listing, the maximizing the value of the property, and apparently also, you know, deal with like moving companies. So that is quite a list of services that you provide when people just call, you know, House Logic New York.
Yeah, that's right. Either I have expertise in these areas, or we have on staff different professionals who have experience and address several of these areas as well.
We're talking to Leonard Baldassano, and Leonard is the CEO of HouseLogicNewYork.com, and you can reach Leonard directly at 718-783-8789. You're also welcome to send him an email at info@houselogicny.com. Leonard, how do your fees work, given that you have a variety of complementary services?
Well, our fees are structured based on the type of work we're asked to perform. Appraisal fees could cost anywhere from $400 up, depending on the scope of work. Cleanouts and staging are on a job-by-job cost basis, which determine after a visit to the property. If you choose to sell, for us to sell the house, we would refund 20% of the appraisal and the labor cleanout cost back to the estate in the form of a check at the time of closing. So property basically is unique, and we would be happy to come over and give a written estimate of what it would take to perform whatever services the estate requires us to do.
That's amazing. And just looking at the big picture, you provide more services than a conventional realtor. You understand the process most likely better because you've been through it and you understand the unique needs of estates. You provide home staging services. You do certified appraisals. You do cleanouts, contacts in the moving field, and to boot, you can do it at you know, by giving a little bit of a discount when people use all these services. You know, a 20% discount is very generous and a terrific opportunity.
Yes, we try to bundle the services and give the discounts. In addition, what we do is we use the latest analytic tech tools provided to the industry, where we could determine by regression analysis some of the attributes of the house, whether or not worth improving. What we do is we have a tool, we have a computer tool. We could break out in a house the different components of a house. Using Marshall and Swift, we would determine whether what the percentage of those components of a house are, what percentage of the components of that house add to the value of the house. For example, we could determine if a kitchen in poor condition, if improved in a particular neighborhood, is worth improving by comparing it to a similar house in a neighborhood with an improved modern kitchen. We could determine 95% validity whether it's worth improving that kitchen, because maybe an improvement will cost $20,000, but it may only return $10,000. It depends on the community and the market. In some cases, in a high market, it may be worth improving certain amenities. We could determine that by analytics in the neighborhood, and maybe a $20,000 kitchen improvement, for example, in Manhattan, may return $100,000 in the marketability of the house. So we have those tools, those analytic tools, latest analytic tools at our disposal, which I don't think real estate brokers have at this point.
Really interesting and very valuable services, especially in a high-end market like New York. You know, obviously need to make those improvements that will maximize the value of the estate. And the other thing is, you know, because they're dealing with, you know, one company and one contact person, is that the speed of the process. You know, if you're going through five different companies, then, you know, it could take a lot longer to settle an estate and handle all these processes. And obviously, they're probably going to pay more. You know, so time is an important function of this, too, and the whole hassle factor. So I really believe that House Logic New York's got a great future in the New York area, and I just think it's, a fantastic product and service that you're providing.
Oh, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
We're speaking with Leonard Baldassano, and Leonard is the CEO of House Logic New York. We welcome you to contact Leonard directly. Now, Leonard, if people are listening to this podcast, you give a consultation. Is that like a free consultation that people receive if they do call this number?
Yeah, absolutely. Just give me a call.
You can reach Leonard directly at 718-783-8789, and that's Leonard Baldassano with HouseLogicNewYork.com. This is Brian French. Leonard, thank you so much for being on our podcast on BusinessRadioInterviews.com. I wish you great success with House Logic, and I think you're on to a great product and service.
Thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to BusinessRadioInterviews.com with your show host, Brian French. Remember to download and share this episode on social media with your tribe. BusinessRadioInterview.com.